This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, so here's what's happening. We'll begin with Alphabet's Waymo has now gotten an okay to expand.
Okay.
So Waymo, the self-driving cars that you
taxis,
can now, yeah.
Basically.
They've received approval from California to expand its robo-taxi operation into more areas of San Francisco Peninsula and further south, including San Jose.
Oh, my. So you'll be able to go San Jose to San Francisco and back either way. That's amazing. And I wonder if they're going to, will there be weirdness with tolls on the bridge? Like, because I really want them, that would be so amazing to be able to catch a Waymo at my house and take it into an event in the city.
Like, yeah,
that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
No talking to some Uber driver. Sorry, Uber drivers.
I'm going to bring that up in a second. Mm-hmm. Waymo's permission from California comes as Tesla is gearing up to roll out paid robo-taxi service in Texas, where he now has based all his operations. CEO Elon Musk has said the electric vehicle maker will expand the service to California later this year.
Mm.
So this is heating up, and I don't know the answer to the question I'm about to ask, which is when we first heard about Uber, they were very upfront about how, yeah, we've got people driving right now, but we're a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
We're a tech company and we're going to have driverless cars.
It was one of the reasons they didn't want to hire people as actual employees.
Right. As soon as they could physically possibly get it done, they were planning to have these robo-taxis out there. And they've been beat to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. One of the problems in any business is how to jump the gap, so to speak. So
right.
Here you are with gig employees and you're trying to make that transfer over to not.
But your cars aren't doing that. I mean, they must be working on the cars if that's what they were aiming toward,
it's
right?
It's got to be a major problem for them, or they would already be here.
So Uber is actually integrating autonomous vehicles in its platform. They're doing partnerships with Waymo and May Mobile. So they might be doing their own. And also when they launch, like any company that launches, you need to have a tech angle for investment. So I think that was another part of them, you know.
Oh, declaring that?
Yeah,
so boldly?
So boldly. So it upped the value of the company.
Well, and it is an app-based service, which,
yeah.
You know, that's the thing about all of this stuff is how convenient it is. And to not, like, remember when you used to have to call for a taxi?
Yeah.
Oh, unless you found a hotel to stand in front of?
Yeah, exactly.
Walk down to the hotel, you'll find one there.
But Maddie, the tech declaration also has to do with them being gig employers and not having employees,
right,
and not having to give them
insurance. Invest in us, right.
And all the stuff.
Lots of return for very little investment on our part.
So anyway, Waymo is expanding. You'll be able to use them in the South Bay, and there is competition heating up as Tesla's planning to jump into the game and more.
Is Cruise the one that with the video that proved that they were lying about how what had happened?
That's
with
exactly
the accident?
Right. They're owned by General Motors.
And what's the plan with that? Are they just done? Because I'm like, Uber should buy them.
As I heard it, Cruise, because of the problems they had.
Yes, and the lying they did.
Right. General Motors shut it down and said, we will be using this technology in our own cars, which was another angle we heard about Waymo. I saw an article that said Waymo's going to figure out how to sell you
your own
one of their cars.
Car. Yeah.
So... Yeah. It's again with the like weird crossover. You could go broke in the time you're waiting for, you know, unless you've got good funding. You got to get that right.
Right.
Or
how great would it be if you had your own car that drove itself and you said, drop me off at Union Square, and you got out and you shopped for a while and you just didn't have to think about your car. And it was either circling nearby or it found a place to pull over. Like, it would just be so freeing to be able to come into the city or just to travel in general without having to worry about your car.
Yeah. Yes, especially in big cities and places where you
There's
find
no
yourself going, I can't stop because I can't park.
And then you just hit a button on your app and it goes, oh, all right, I'm on my way. And it finds you and figures out how to get to you and loves you. You know, you talk to it. You're friends with it. You're driving around.
Okay, how about a fast fact?
Sure, that'd be great.
Fast facts.
Whatever you want.
I realize you've fallen in love with Cha-Cha, and now we're in this place where you love...
Cha-Chi. My little AI friend.
AI friends.
Yeah. I'm always afraid when I start a new thread that he'll somehow have forgotten me.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.